Right, good evening ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday the 5th of October 2021. Thank you all for coming this evening. We will start as always with open forum. This is the only opportunity where members of the public can speak during the meeting. So if any members of the public have anything they'd like to raise, would they please do so now? Who'd like to go first?
Are there other people?
Yeah.
Oh yes. Stampede this evening.
Yes. Do you want to come in?
Yeah, sure. My name's Gary Hooper. I live in England House. Going out of the village. And recently, 5 weeks ago, there was an accident where I saw a house where a car hit a telegraph pole, turned on its roof, blocked the road for about 2 hours. Part of the pole landed in our garden. And this has been a series of incidents outside of my house and other people's house on that part of the road. Even the police attending the accident, they were in my driveway with their lights flashing, and they said to me, "I'm really shocked at the speed that people are coming down here, even with our blue lights flashing and a car in the road. People were trying to push past the car." It was just dreadful, that incident. So I've been noticing over the past few years, and I know there's been bits and pieces, the council has dealt with this on many, many occasions, but I think it's about time that end of the village got some notice, because both other roads into the village have traffic calming, have speed lights and all sorts. We have nothing at that end. A mobile police camera van parks in my driveway intermittently, about every 2 or 3 weeks. Which, in itself, the fact that it keeps coming back says there must be a speed problem there, or else they wouldn't bother. Talking to the officer, which I do every so often, the highest speed recorded outside of my house was 62 miles an hour. Yeah, and he said that isn't uncommon to have that kind of speed going past the house. And this is coming down onto the bridge. Open reach, it's taken 5 weeks to put my internet back because of a pole outside my house. They said it's unsafe to work any day but a Sunday morning. It is unsafe on that road to actually work, so they've been coming on a Sunday mornings to deal with it. I've had Southwest Water wouldn't carry out work to install a meter on my house, again, because they said it's too dangerous to work in that road. It's a 30 mile an hour road, and they're coming down there at 50, 60 miles an hour. I often find car debris close to my roadside wall, wing mirrors, parts of bumpers. My wall itself has been hit 4 times in the last 8 years. And this is second time the telegraph pole, which is only the width of that away from my wall, has been hit and damaged. Devon Highways recently had to remove part of a tree because we're getting massive great HGVs coming down there now, and they're hitting the trees in my garden, which aren't even overhanging, they're just next to my wall. So they had to come out and deal with that. And so walking in any part of that road is just dangerous. I have to walk now with a stick pointed out into the road. I've been hit twice on the elbow by car wing mirrors. People just walk past. Just walking on that road, I would never take a child on that road. It is just, you take your life in your hands every time you do. There's some actions I would like the council to consider. Speed monitor display in chicanes, as in other parts of the village. We have got as many houses on the main road, or just about, as the other side coming in from South Brent. We've got the same number of houses. We have got no speed control there at all. An extension of the 30 miles hour zone, because they come down the hill. By the time you see the 30 miles, you are in the housing area. And coming down the hill, there is no time to stop. A traffic priority system used on the bridge. There are so many instances on the bridge where people are trying to creep over it, trying to get past people. It's crazy. The road signs need to be increased. They're in a dreadful state at the moment. You can hardly see them. No reflectiveness on the road signs. They haven't been cleaned for ages. They're overgrown. And what I would like to do outside my house is get a sign up to say how many people have been prosecuted. You know, on that stretch of the road, just to remind people that, you know, they can get caught. Oh, the one final thing is about the number of HGVs coming in from Avonwick up the hill has increased significantly over the last 2 years. And they're not even supposed to be on that part of the road. Well, a bit before. You know, so, yeah, so that's my piece. Sorry if I went over 4 minutes.
Not at all. That's extremely interesting. Councillor Thomas, it'd be a Devon County Councillor matter, highways, would it not?
Oh, very much so. Can you just clarify for me, because to my shame, Avon Cottage is...
Avon
House, sorry, it's the other side of the bridge.
The other side of the bridge, just as you're going up the hill of Avonwick.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just on the left, just on the right-hand side there.
It's the big white house.
Yeah. I know where we are now.
Big white house just past the...
Just before the chapel, there's a chapel at the side.
Yeah, I know where we are now, thank you. As I'm sure you will imagine, the first thing I will be doing is talking to Mr. Coulton. I should be asking him what he can tell me about police reports, what he can tell me about speeding data. Clearly, do you have a mobile speed camera that can move up to there for the parish?
We don't, as a parish, have any form of mobile speed camera. There's a permanent speed detecting sign on the Plymouth Road, but we have nothing.
You'd have a mobile one.
Is that one not movable?
No, it's very fixed.
And it's working, so don't touch it.
The ones they've got in South Brent are, you know, removable. They can shift them from one end of the village to the other, so that, you know, they can set them up where they...
I will take that away. Yeah. I will talk to Nick Coulton, the highways officer. And I'll come back and talk to you. I mean, in terms of the first thing I'd like to do is establish what county I'm aware of in terms of traffic incidents and the like. Because if they are aware of something, then they should already be thinking about it. And if they're not, it's my job as your county councillor to make sure they do start thinking about it.
Thank you very much,
yeah. I mean, if you look back at history and so on, numerous cars went into the Tom Bridge and drove into that. And they did actually have some of this special tarmac.
Yeah, they put the white tarmac down.
Yeah, they put that on at once.
That seems to have cut down.
No, it wouldn't.
And when I follow people in, you know, it's as though there's no speed.
No, it's always on the edge of the edge of the 30. Isn't
they just carry on. I slow down to 30, and I even get people flashing me to slow it down.
Yeah.
You
know,
so. Where actually is the 30 sign?
The 30 sign is just past the chapel.
Right.
So not very far into Avonwick at all.
So your house is outside of the 30 zone?
No, it's inside. Inside.
The problem is you come down the hill and then down in the dip and you rise up, don't you? And you they're almost still accelerating as they come down into parts.
As someone who knows the road, I know to decelerate before the speed signs come into view.
Exactly.
Because by the time the speed signs come into view,
it's almost too late
to be able to slow down in time to actually...
But even then, you have to want to decelerate, and this is always...
Absolutely.
Late. Okay. For now, leave that with me, if you will, and I will go away and start the conversation with highways, which has got to be the first step.
Yeah.
And I will come back next month, and I will report back on where we are.
All right, thank you very much.
So can I follow on from that, because I've come to talk just about traffic in general in the village, which has been a bit of a bugbear with me. And I know you can't turn back the clock and everyone still wants to drive, but especially this summer, one was very aware of the number of vehicles which seemed to be going faster than 30 miles an hour. And Tristram told me that we weren't allowed to have a 20 mile an hour limit, but I can't imagine why.
Because, unfortunately, because Devon County Council policy at the moment is that nowhere will be considered for 20 mile an hour until their rather odd trial that they're going to have in Newton Abbot.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be a year long trial, and then 6 months after that, they will.
Well, of course, Newton Abbot's been well known as an exemplar of traffic management, hasn't it, for 40 years?
You stole the cynicism that I was going to from me, which I think is terribly rude. No, I completely agree. I personally have no belief that the new management scheme is anything other than a red herring, frankly. And so the attitude I'm taking is that you deal with your parish council. Your parish council decides what they want for an area. They tell me, and we almost put a waiting list in, if you like. There are certain roads that you will never get a 20 on because 20 will not lend itself to the road, and that's the practicality you're going to have, because then all you do is, instead of a car, the limit's 30 at the moment, and cars are doing 35, you reduce the speed limit to 20, and cars are doing 32. You know, it doesn't. The road has got to lend itself as well. That there is an issue there, but in general terms.
But I do appreciate about the road outside Avon House. But I remember, this was quite a few years back when there was an accident on the crossroads. Mm. And I was talking to the police about it, and they said, "Oh, it's the road coming down from Oakborough where they come down too fast." And actually, they go too fast everywhere. Yeah. Now there are children in the village. This has been a big change, hasn't that? With Higher Moor, there are lots of families who want to walk down to the river. They don't just want to go to the play park, although the play park's fine. So they need to walk on the road. Mm. And it's quite dangerous. And I've got a feeling that next meeting you might have a few parents and children here. Because I've been talking to some of them, and they're very keen on trying to get something just done in general in the village.
Might I propose that then we add that to the next meeting's agenda to talk about the traffic in Avon in general? Would that be acceptable, Councillor?
Yeah, because you don't need me there, do you, necessarily? Because that's what you want at that point, is to decide your...
Obviously, the impact from Devon County Council was always useful.
Yeah,
but
in the sense that you want to put your parish position in first, don't you? And then I can help as... Yes.
Right. Would that be acceptable, Councillor?
Yeah, I can't see if there is public opinion, we must listen to it. What we can do is we'll work out afterwards.
Reginald, then I'll ask that to be added to the next, to the agenda for the next meeting. Anyone else or any other comments? Anything else for open forum in general?
Well, I do, very quickly. You brought to my attention that the PCC, I think. PCC, but anyway, the Ditford Church have met in their last meeting. It was minuted that North Hewish and Avon Parish Council will be adopting the North Hewish Churchyard. Now, I just want to clarify, we have had no formal invitation or been asked, because they're going to close North Hewish Church and the churchyards, and we aren't adopting it in any shape or form. Are we all maintaining it, or looking after it, or running it? Oh, yeah.
If it's being formally closed, then it becomes the responsibility of district council.
Right.
Because Holm have got one which is closed. And
could you check on that for me, please, then?
Yes.
District councillor, yes. And find out whether North Yorkshire is coming onto your list.
Yeah.
Of adopted assets.
Well,
in the parish.
Asset.
My next question on from that is, it has been reported that North Irish is full as a churchyard, but I also have it on good authority that there is space still in the churchyard. So if you, that's just something further more to just clarification.
Can I interject there?
Of course you can.
In the outset of my home village, the churchyard was closed because it was full. But what that meant was there were still family plots available.
Yeah, no, these are empty, full empty plots.
You can still use it for cremation. You can put small memorials for.
Yeah, I just want.
I don't know.
It's going on.
If we can get clarification whether we believe that to be South Hams rather than North Hewish Council, that would be greatly appreciated.
I think we're pretty certain that because we've had experience of it, that if a churchyard becomes disused, it is full, and then is not used, it becomes a responsibility of the district council, because as I say, Holme have got their main churchyard is closed, but it's still maintained and kept. So
I mean, it could have just been crosswise.
I don't think it would be North Irish's.
Johnny, you're up. Let us hope that we get confirmation of that. Councillor Steer.
Thank you, Chairman. It's been brought to my notice that Bridge of Care Bridges have been hit again after the rebuild, which Monday cost the county council a lot of money. Surely they've got to do more than they've done before.
Agara Bridge is due to have a set of CCTV cameras fitted. There was a, you might be aware that I attended a meeting a few months ago about that at Agara Bridge, where a set of CCTV cameras are going to be installed to monitor the bridge and catch any vehicles which are striking the bridge. That is the measure that has been taken to protect the bridge at present.
Surely, Chairman, it would have been better to install them before they repaired the bridge last time.
Oh, I think the bridge was presumably repaired as a matter of urgency, and the cameras will take rather longer to install. Do you have any idea, Councillor Thomas, how long it will be before the cameras are...
I asked that question last week, and I'm still waiting a response. But from another parish, asked me the same question.
Councillor, can I just get confirmation? Is it just CCTV, or is the chicanes and everything that was applied for in planning is going to be put in as well?
That will not be done that at this stage. That is a cover all. So the plan is to use the information from the CCTV cameras to monitor. The worst case scenario would be to
prosecute and get your costs back if the wall gets knocked in.
No.
I don't think they can use that footage to prosecute.
No.
What's the point of the CCTV then?
Well, the policy has been decided by High Priest that that's what they want to monitor at this stage, and they've put the application in for the chicanes and everything else, which they will do if they have to. I think, in all honesty, they are trying to avoid doing that.
Right.
They're trying to avoid having to do that significant amount of work if they don't need to, but if they need to, then they will, which is why they've made the commitment in terms of discussing it at this stage.
I believe that they are also intending to reline the road and adjust the road markings to guide traffic more effectively onto the bridge.
There used to be the old timber barrier all the way around, that's gotten and never been replaced since.
It is work in progress.
I think the CCTV gives them the opportunity to claim on the perpetrators, ensure it. I don't think it's so much possibly prosecution, but what, you know, they've got evidence that the lorry's registration or
and which has already been, I understand, been done during the trial period of CCTV. A vehicle was caught going over the bridge against the.
I think that's the main thing, is so that they can claim on whoever covered.
That's what I needed or need for my check.
Well, at least have a proper size this time. Any other items for open forum? Any other items for open forum? No. Okay, in which case we'll move on to the meeting proper.
I'm going to leave now. Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you very much indeed for coming.
Yes, I'll probably leave.
Thank you very much.
See you. We'll be in touch.
So, councillors present, we have Councillors Bell, Seager Berry, Steer. Hello.
Watch the step there.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
And Hunt. Sorry about that. And we also have District Councillor Smerton and County Councillor Thomas. We have apologies for absence for our Chairman David Gable, hence me chairing the meeting, and also from Maggie Luskin. We also have to note the absence of the clerk on this occasion. I will be taking the minutes, and we have a recording of the meeting as well. We also have apologies for absence from the councillor panel as well. Do we have any declarations of interest at this stage?
I'll let you know if something comes up.
Thank you very much. The previous minutes. Can we agree on the previous minutes of the meeting of the 3rd of August 2021?
Yeah.
Right, that was proposed by Councillor Seagerberry and seconded Councillor Bell. All happy? All in favour? Good, those minutes are approved.
Matters arising from those minutes. You'll recall that we were going to discuss a new code of conduct that was circulated by South Hams District Council at this meeting. However, since we do not have either the clerk or a number of councillors, might I propose that we defer that to the next meeting? And also, the defibrillator in North Hewish was not complete at the time of the last meeting. That defibrillator is now complete, in service, painted, and all up to date. So that project appears to be concluded, which is good.
Chairman, could I just quickly propose that we mark a thanks to the supporters of that? Have letters been written to those people?
I do not know, I'm afraid, but we can ask the clerk. We can check the clerk and ask the clerk to write those letters.
I mean, Councillor Smirn, I think, did donate some money from these funds, and the previous county councillor, Mr. Hoskin, did contribute quite a bit towards it, and I think thanks should be made to those people, and also to our parishioners who helped towards it.
Yep.
Quite a large sum.
I agree. I will ask the clerk to write those letters. Did anyone else have any matters arising from those? Good, excellent. Then before we move on to the reports, may I start with Councillor Thomas?
Thank you.
On this occasion, so I know you have to scoot off.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, it's nice to meet you all. I have sent what I call a generic accounting report to Tristram. Invariably, the first item is COVID. I've put some key messages that have come out of county. I've also put the age demograph in terms of the vaccination uptake as well. Just so I think it's important that we carry that on, because it is still an important aspect of what's going on. And I draw your attention, when you look at those figures, to the 18 to 29 year old cohort, where we're now above 80% of uptake. It was in the 70s, and it's climbing. It is lower than the older age groups for no other reason than the fact that it was offered much later. And now there are drop-in clinics being offered to people. Numbers are going up accordingly. So the figures are pretty encouraging in terms of uptake. I've also put some information that's come out of county and there for you on the public examination arrangements for next year. And the last thing I've put on there is funding for organisations to support self-isolating residents, just because, again, that is still relevant and there is a tranche of money available. You know your community far better than I do. And so if you've got residents who are still self-isolating, or if you've still got a COVID team that haven't been wound down yet, you need some support in terms of that. There is money there and there's a link available. Very quickly, I won't hold you up, but as I haven't met you before, just to let you know, I am a primary school teacher by trade, although I now do that on a supply basis because there aren't enough hours in the day. I'm a district councillor with Peter. I sit on Dartmoor National Park Authority with Peter as well. And I chair my own parish council over in Yampton, so I get around quite a lot in terms of local government. Hopefully I'll be able to support you as much as possible. And really what I will do is I will always send you a generic, but then I will do my best to make sure I'm here, so that, as has been the case tonight, if there's anything I can help you with specifically, I'll do that. As I've done at the first meeting of all the meetings I've been to, I will follow what you just said. In fact, I'll pay tribute to Richard Hosking, who was an excellent county councillor, and as I said to him at the time, I stood because that was a bit of democracy in action, and actually, if I'm totally fair with you, I didn't expect to win. And it was, but anyway, he was a good bloke, and such is life. On we go. Yes. So really, I'm open to questions or comments, anything we haven't picked up already in the open forum.
Chairman, before Councillor Thomas goes, we've got an item on the agenda about somebody that wants to put cones and bollards out the road for some other property.
Yes, you're right.
What is the legal situation there? It's put a hot potato in mind with the village.
They want to put cones on the highway.
On the highway. I've already done it.
I should explain that there is under 11, under highways, we'll be discussing this one, but I will raise it with you. A parishioner is placing a yellow no parking cone on the grass verge, slightly overhanging the highway.
It's on the highway, and I will say that cone has changed from being a police cone to a normal cone to traffic cone to all sorts of cones.
So it appears to be moving position and shifting shape as well, but would we be correct in presuming that members of the public are not permitted to put cones on the highway?
The best sort of question to ask, the one to which you know the answer before you ask. Absolutely.
Right. Yes.
There's a teacher.
Touché. Yeah, absolutely. If you would like to send me an email with the details, I will have looked into properly.
Could I just ask very quickly, when you do your report, it's always very nice to hear what's going on in neighbouring parishes.
Okay.
So if you want to bring that with regards to whether it be a highway matter, the roundabout, how that's progressing at Kidderford Cross.
Frankly, it's much more interesting.
You know, something like that.
Yeah, I don't
it's always good to know.
I don't want to be giving you generic stuff, really. Personally, I don't appreciate generic stuff, but I want to give you something, so I'm very happy to do that.
Excellent. It is nice to know what's going on in neighbouring parishes. If we can help them, support them, or vice versa,
sure,
or whatever. We're quite quiet in our little parish.
Usually.
Well, that hasn't been our experience thus far.
It's a traffic cone, it's alright.
We've had more members in public this evening than we've had in the last year.
18 months.
Messier last year, really.
And they're all going in my direction as well. There's a certain amount you've managed to sort out.
Yeah, well,
it'll come.
I was going to say, you've been emptying them yourself. Okay, cool. I can certainly do that.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Right, we'll do the emails, you'll find that as well.
Lovely.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
See you later.
Take care.
Right, which case may I invite Councillor Spurden to give his report?
I think everybody should have a copy of all the I sent it out.
Yes, we have indeed.
Hopefully everybody's had a copy of it. It does say that I was going to give you an update on the waste collection. There isn't a great deal to say. The situation remains the same. As I sit here now, I can't say that I necessarily see it changing very quickly, to be quite honest. We've got back, we're at a sort of plateau level whereby everything pretty much is being collected, apart from, you know, they still manage to have a few misses. They managed to miss it, two or three streets in South Brent on Friday. They had a big roundabout sort of bank holiday, the August bank holiday weekend. I think certain members of staff took quite, you know, had decided that they would have a longer holiday over that time, and they seemed quite short then. There were an awful lot got missed then, but it does seem to have come back to the situation where obviously the branded garden waste collection is still suspended and is likely to stay that way, but they do appear to be managing to collect pretty much everything, unless you're going to tell me different.
Now, could I ask them, are you just pick on the brown bin, are we allowed to take our garden waste to the transfer depots?
Yes.
The recycling depots?
You can take it, yes.
So if I take a big dumpy bag of my mother's garden waste, which I will be doing next week,
right,
I'll be taking it to Kingsbridge Recycling Centre, they will allow me in to dump that, will they?
A lot of people are taking stuff. For example, the easiest one, I know Councillor Taylor in Modbury is trundling around with a trailer full of brown bins. Mm-hmm. Where exactly he's going, whether he's he's
just driving around.
He's going to the tip.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't know whether he's going to Kingsbridge or whether he's going to Ivybridge.
They won't allow trains in Ivybridge, so it must be going to
Trains in Ivybridge, but they've got me under 3 metres.
You tell me if I'm right.
Yeah,
okay.
I can
vouch for that.
I can absolutely vouch for that.
Wave your name all over the place.
Because my neighbour took two freezers in an Ivor Williams trailer, which was over 3 metres, and they chucked him out.
Right.
He came home. I met him on the road, he had a good moan. I said, right, well, there's a trailer in there which is less than 3 metres. We chucked him in there, off he went again, no problem.
Right.
You've got to, it's worth just looking online, just to, you know, it's a pain, but it's worth looking online to see what you can do.
So what about the other, is everyone now on the new recycling system?
No.
Is that going to happen?
Yeah.
Why can't it happen?
Well, it can't happen because FCC haven't got the man or woman power to
sort the rubbish into the machine, into the relevant bits.
No, they haven't. Well, it's not just a manpower issue. It's the fact that the transfer station, which was built at Ivanbridge, was built to their specifications, appears to be too small. So therefore, all the new type lorries, you know, which side load, they have to go there to unload, and they can't.
And the process was back in their tip, they'd come out back in their tip that and work their way along, wasn't it?
That's right. So that doesn't appear able to cope with the volume of material which they're dealing with now, which is why they're still picking up the bag. You know, I mean, for example, Brent, a lot of parishes out my way are still on the old system.
As we are here.
Except
as we are here in Avonwick, but not in North Yorkshire.
Correct. Yeah.
Or at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, and this is even more of a pain is the fact that they started this process of setting up narrow collection rounds, which take the lorries, you know, all over the place, and you know there appears precious little logic to that. Anyway, they appear to be working. Most of the places seem to be getting picked up. So the stuff that's going into the bags is being processed in the same way that it always has been. It's being baled up and they sell it actually still bagged.
Oh,
but the trouble is that whoever buys it has got to rip the bags out to get the stuff out. That's why the plan is to move over to the new system. So you will find in some areas that they are putting the stuff out of, you know, everybody's carefully sorted, washed tins and everything like that. They are humbling into the back of, you know, what you and I would refer to as a dust cart, one that crushes stuff. And that's going to Chelsea Meadow and is being put through Plymouth City's processor, and it's all being sorted. You know, it's being sorted there, you know, it sorts it automatically. So it's going for recycling. Now, I know that there's possibly one or two sceptics here tonight.
Can you feel those eyes?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good.
Because it's a frequent comment, whether it's at meetings or whether it's at emails or everything like that. People are very aggrieved. Or whether you see it on Facebook or whatever, you know, well, I've just watched all my carefully sorted recycling go, just been chucking. So a lot of councillors are saying, we want to see it working. You know, our residents don't believe that it's been recycled. So they've arranged two visits to Chelsea Meadow. One is next Monday, and then the other's for the hour. So I should be able to tell you exactly how it works.
I suggest some videos.
There is a video kicking around already, apparently, which
put it up on Facebook.
Which does actually show that. The thing that I can't quite understand, and I should be interested to see, I can understand how, you know, with technology, etc., they can sort tins, they can sort plastics and stuff like that. But if the bottle, because you know, people are putting glass, you know, with the green boxes, people have got glass as well. The glass is all going in, and I suspect, you know, the nature of the beast is that a lot of that glass is being crushed. So, I don't know. I'm waiting to see.
But may I ask Councillor Smurden, do we have, I seem to remember that the last we heard was that the council were hoping to complete the rollout of this and by the end of the year. Is that still the council's target?
We've got umpteen targets, but it's a question of what FCC are able to deliver, which, you know, doesn't appear to be, it's certainly not what they are contracted to deliver.
Am I right in that the large council meeting you had a few weeks ago, it was you'd be exercising the full force of the contract if it were not up and running by the end of the year?
The contract, as you can imagine, there's a heck of a lot of discussion around the contract. The contract is the biggest contract that Southampton has got. It's a 5-year contract, and in total, I think it amounts to somewhere in the region of £30 million if you roll everything up. Now, the problem that we've got is that, you know, I mean, it's very easy to say, oh, you know, get rid of them. But, we can't just walk away, because the figures involved are too big, and they are desperate not to give FCC any leverage to say, you know, that Southampton's effective, you know, are doing things to undermine us, and therefore, you know, Southampton's breached their side of the contract, so therefore, you know, so that's a big concern.
What I can't understand is, and there are other people in this room who will understand, and one could ask this, FCC are not just a small fry business.
You're
they are contract right. suppliers of
yep.
contract waste for almost 90%, 80%, 90% of this country's councils.
I'm not sure it's quite as many as that, but they certainly deal with they deal with 60 or 70 authorities, and they do loads of other things.
Locally, they do, of course, West Devon and Southampton. Do they do Teignbridge?
No, they don't. This is Teignbridge. Teignbridge is still in house,
right?
And
but it's the same system as what FCC has.
Teignbridge have operated the box system for a long time, probably 5 or 6 years. West Devon have done the same. And it is what they call the Devon Alliance system. They want all of us on it. And the problem is that because Devon County control the... They are the overarching waste contractor. In a lot of cases, they have been subsidising Southampton. I mean, for example, with the brown bins... The food waste was going into the brown bins, wasn't it?
Mm.
But it's not there. Now, that had to be composted at very high temperature because of the food waste in it. It can't be done just by a normal contractor, you know, on a concrete pad.
Yeah.
It's got to be put into effectively a cooker and cooked at somewhere about 80 degrees or something to kill all pathogens. And that was going miles away. And Devon County were subsidising that. And when it came to May this year, they said, you know, the contract ended and that was it. You know, there was no question that they would continue. So,
there's no argument that we had to change.
No, I agree with that.
But it was a case, I look at FCC, who are a national company,
yes.
and I feel that they're failing Southampton in particular. West Devon seems to be working fine.
Well,
Are they not?
No, absolutely. Yeah. That is my...
And then you've got Teignbridge, who are doing the same system.
Yes.
And they are running it themselves, and it's been working perfectly well for them.
True.
Why has the cock-up occurred in Southampton? Why is it still a cock-up in Southampton?
Well, it just appears that they've...
You think they'd be able to resolve
it? Well, it just appears that they've under-resourced it. You know,
it's been a while now they've been under resolution. Surely they can just
pull
from somewhere.
You would think so. But, well, to be fair, they have. They've pulled in a lot of vehicles. If you see, you've got vehicles running around.
But we're not even up to capacity.
No,
they haven't rolled it out. I mean, what's going to happen when they do?
A good question. Which, there's a scrutiny meeting next week at which FCC are appearing. So we might learn a bit more, but
we look forward to your report on this.
Yeah, you can do
it in the next month.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more than happy to explain. You know why we well.
But I mean, am I correct in assuming that the council's intention is to restore the brown bin collections at some stage?
Yes.
And you're advising that people can still take their brown bin waste to the recycling centres?
Yes.
Those that can.
Those
that can. Those people who won't be able to do it.
There are, as you can imagine, there are calls for, you know, a lot of communities now are saying, well, you know, we want to look at doing some, you know, composting, etc. South Brent have got a system up and running.
Well, South Brent are very fortunate of having a composting site at their disposal, which
they
most
do.
Communities do.
Not sure what I was saying.
I mean,
there's I'm putting a trailer in Rattray Village Hall. The people at Rattray are sticking all their stuff in the trailer, and that's going to Brent to be composted. Now, I suspect, it's not within my gift to say so, but I dare say that if you wanted to do something similar here and you had a word with South Brent, sustainable South Brent, that they might consider something similar. It's not for me to say.
In years gone by, I seem to recall the district council provided a rural skip service intermittently to its rural areas.
Yeah, well,
could they not do the same to a bulk collection of the...
A lot of people are saying that, and we're putting pressure on the officers to do that, but the officers are loath to do it because they say the problem is that people will just use the skips for general rubbish.
Presumably they could be supervised.
Therefore, if the skip's taken to a composting recycler, it will get rejected because it's got other waste in it. So,
that's an idea that's been discounted at this present time.
It's still being kicked around because a lot of people think that we ought to be doing it, but they are resisting it.
Let us hope that you have better news for us next month.
I will endeavour to do so.
We all live in hope.
Indeed.
Right. Anyone else have anything? Any comments on anything to ask Councillor Spurn from his report?
No.
Lovely. Super. Then we'll move on to planning. Everyone's favourite.
Play park inspections.
No, sorry, you're actually right.
Well done.
Someone's paying attention. Someone's
maybe
paying attention.
Maybe to move on.
So the play park has been inspected as usual and is currently in the same condition as it was the last month and the month before that and the month before that. You will be aware that in the intervening period there was smashed glass and bags of unknown material left in the play park shelter. That has been removed.
Who removed it?
I removed it.
That's very good of you.
Great fun doing fingertip search of the grass.
It's not very nice, really. Other people's mess. And
I don't know why. Why was it left there? Do you know what?
I have no idea. I can tell you that it was a smashed bottle of WKD pre-mixed cocktail. which probably limits the demographic. Unfortunately, the bottle had been smashed vigorously into thousands of shards.
It hadn't dropped from somebody's fingers.
No, this was a significantly smashed and scattered, so unfortunately it did require quite an extensive search of the grass to make sure there were no shards.
Good of you to do it. Thanks.
Can I just point out, the road is going to be closed, isn't it, for electrical digging up to Western Power and putting a road closure down through there?
Yeah, they are for the tennis club.
Yeah. Are we having to close the play park for access, or is that still going to be access still going to be made
can
for
we,
people?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what's the answer to that.
I just wonder if we should get in touch with WPD or the tennis club and find out.
They're putting it in, they're going to go down the road and into the neighbouring.
Can we deal with that under highways?
Put it wherever you like, it needs to be done.
Thank you so much. Community Hall project. You will probably be aware that a meeting was held on the 15th of September down at the pub to talk about the Community Hall project, also plans for the church and the tennis club. It was quite a well-attended meeting, had 30 members of the public there. And a lot of things were talked through. Councillor Seagerberry was there talking about the church, and we had a representative from the tennis club there as well. And there was quite a lot of discussion went on at that meeting. Some interesting questions asked, some interesting points raised. I think it was a useful meeting.
I think it was a very useful meeting, and Tristram did it very well, put up a good display, chaired it extremely well and very fairly. I suppose I should declare an interest in all parts of it.
But
does anyone want to summarise very quickly what was...
Basically, we've got a project here, which was going to cost quite a lot of money to do, but the tennis club were not in the running when we put in the planning permission for here. Then the tennis club, I mean, the community hall came up with a sum of $750,000 to build or something like that, wasn't it?
The community hall project is still hanging on what could or could not be built on the land assigned for it under the Section 106 agreement when Higher Moor was built. And the tennis club
were exclusively theirs, they always said.
Yes.
But now they're putting in electricity and more water. They have now come forward to say they will let it to the general public. And they've got the money to do it. And in some ways,
I think,
as somebody said, I think almost, it's a no-brainer. If they've got the money to do it, so why are we going to spend $65,000 here to put in loos and kitchen when they're up and running anyway? You can't have too many community buildings.
You can't. Yeah. And what was interesting was that the feedback that came back from it was significantly mixed as to whether the tennis club would provide an adequate long-term solution or even adequate immediate solution. There were questions voiced at the meeting as to how much access the village would have at the tennis club, being a private club, as well as in the same way as the church as a private church. But there was certainly a feeling that the tennis club offered a good opportunity for community use if it were made available under the right circumstances for the village.
And would they be looking for funding to become a community use, or are they looking to fund it themselves and run it as a business enterprise, really hiring it out, having bookings and
lettings?
That is an extremely good question, and one an answer I cannot give you directly. I can tell you that they have enough funds to carry out the initial works they wish to do, which is to install electricity, to install additional lavatories, and to improve the roof. To improve its insulation, or improve its watertightness and insulation. But the plans at present are limited to the work they need to do to make it suitable for their use as a tennis club.
Yeah.
So any additional use from the community would have to fit in around that.
Okay.
And as for them seeking funds from other organisations, they... I'm sure would be certainly interested in receiving funding, but that would obviously be on application.
So at the moment, if I look at it, it's a three-horse race. They're up in front. Let them get started. Yep. See where it progresses. You're the second horse. If that doesn't work, you come back online with what you're thinking.
But we've got to find the funding.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we've got to do a lot of work on the school, which we thought we were going to do within the plan, the kitchen there and the loos in there, and we were going to do all this up. But in the meantime, we are going to get busy on that wall.
And the third horse, of course, being the community hall project.
That's right.
How long does that land stay within the Section 106?
Technically 10 years, but I have been assured by the landowner they do not want it back. Because at the moment, don't forget, that land is in the holding of the parish council.
Yes. Yeah. So after those 10 years, it could revert back to parish council owned, and the community hall project wouldn't have any more, I take it.
That is absolutely correct, yes. That is something that I'm sure the community hall project will at some stage approach the parish council to ask them to secure that land.
And where this 10-year period started from when or ends?
I think it ends next year.
almost certainly next year, because that's when the planning went through for the development, which was done in 2012.
Okay.
Hence Jubilee Cottages. But yes,
I mean, there's a conversation to be had.
Have I declared my interest?
Yeah. You did.
The Commission on Cottages is meeting again this week to look at the ways forward, and the Committee of All Projects received new members for its committee at the meeting as well. So it is still actively looking to all possibilities and looking at ways of securing community space of some form for the village. But it is useful that the conversations are happening, I think.
It was a very useful thing, because none of the three parties, apart from the fact that say the landowner was the same, none of the three were coming together.
Yeah.
So it was very useful.
Anyway, any other reports? Pre-Warden?
Yes, I can give a very brief report. It is coming into autumn. Trees are losing their leaves, of course. Please be aware of drains blocking and everything else. Be aware that branches can fall off in this wind. Ash dieback is still very prevalent in this area. There is quite a lot of evidence of trees with severe ash dieback in the hedges. Just be aware of those. If you are concerned about it, please feel free to email me or Southend's District Council's tree warden. The landowner can be made in touch and we can work out who actually owns the tree and who's responsible for it. That is mainly the thing going forward. All right. There are other projects coming online about woodland planting schemes, planting trees in your parish, and there can be funding going forward for that. So if you think that we have a community area which would be good for planting some kind of woodland, or we know local landowners that want to do woodland creation, tell them to get in touch and we can look into that for them.
And then also a Jubilee Forest project or something similar.
Yes. I don't know what South Hams are doing with regards to new woodland and everything else. There was an idea of planting a tree for every parishioner in your parish and those kind of things. And these are all ideas which have been put forward, which are great ideas. But I actually think, really, we need to be thinking or discussing with landowners, farmers and the like, of planting areas with them and supporting them if we can do something with a community side to it, maybe, or if not, just as their own standalone woodland creation.
There's money available. There's quite a lot of money available.
Trees are the future.
They are in some places.
It takes me back to my childhood when there was a Devon County Council free tree scheme.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's gone back, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Trees shot up in the middle of
my father. My father had a small forest and forest in our garden, waiting for people to collect them. They never did.
Certainly not coming in houses.
Excellent. Well, I think now we do move on to planning.
Yes, we do.
With any luck. Yeah. I do apologise for skipping there earlier. So, planning, we have at least one planning application to consider. The first would be a permeable hard surface at a field entrance on land south of Higher Norris Farm, 3236/21/FUL. That has been circulated to councillors, and I know that we have had some correspondence on that, including a note of objection from one of the councillors who is not present this evening. Does anyone have any comments on this application?
Chairman, we have received some correspondence on this, and I take a disliking to the very last correspondence, which has come from Parishioner Howe, I believe, with regards to him pointing out the fact that another neighbour has retracted their complaint, if you like, for it, or lack of support. That should not be, if it's not available online, it is not available online, and therefore it's been retracted for whatever reason.
That would be the removal of a single word in the application.
It's been redacted.
Yes, it's not been retracted.
A word in the that the person's objection has been redacted.
Yeah, it is a single adjective which has been removed from their application from their objection. Okay, not the entire objection.
If it still stays there, but I do feel that it has got a bit of a political hot potato here, and needs to calm down a bit.
Does anyone?
Presumably, that bit of land has changed ownership.
We've changed ownership, and we are being asked to look at a planning application for a hard standing in the gateway. That is it.
Hard standing for what?
Vehicles. It is, if you want to, if you go up there, it's nothing different, I've looked at it, as what is already there for the entrance and driveway to Higher Norris, really.
Can parking Mr. Norris in Mr. Arrow's lane?
There is nowhere to park a vehicle, load, unload or otherwise, and what is being proposed in front of us is to create a hard standing upon their land inside their gateway. Of a permeable surface. I can't see we can look at it at anything else but what we are being presented with.
Sure. I'll declare an interest. If I had Mr. Holmes raising it, so I'll declare an interest upstairs.
I can. Do you want to know what the exact wording is?
Yes, please.
So, the person who is called. Who's
don't worry about that.
Mr. Adams?
Could be.
Yep.
Yep. The development had written the development passes no credible necessity test, but for some reason on our website that sentence now reads the development passes no necessity test. The word credible has been redacted.
Okay.
And Mr. Howell has brought that to the attention of Chief Planning Officer, myself and Councillor Fennell, and the parish clerk.
Yes, indeed.
You can imagine that that's scrupulously investigated.
Very good. I mean, yes, we'll pull the other point up, which Mr. Howell is that on the plans that were which were put in, it does say hard standing area, I think, and barn or something.
The plans have been put in, I have to say, I'm concerned about their quality in general, because there are details on those plans which are either irrelevant to the application or suggestive of a future application which we can't consider, because there are also details of roofs and walling,
yes,
and windows which clearly are not relevant to a planning application for a hard standing.
No.
I think that was why the objection from the councillor who's not here was put in.
Yes, I think that is one of the issues that has been
which I've supported.
But we can only
comment and
decide on what we are being presented with, which is a hard standing area.
Yes.
We don't know, they might well have been wanting to put a barn in beforehand and they decided not to, or they might be thinking of doing it in the future.
I'm looking at document general plan, which on the website is document 850-7718, which has a proposal construction of detached agricultural building to store farm machinery. This has been submitted in the application, and it includes new extensions constructed of insulated cavity blockwork, which is to be stucco rendered and painted to complement existing facades, interlocking concrete tiles to all roof elevations designed to mate existing pitched roof of Marley Eternit double Roman grey to match existing elevations front and main house rear, etc. I am at a loss to understand why that has been included.
Seems to
in
me
a hard
that the
standard.
Agent who put those plans in obviously used some old plans from another application and has shot himself in the foot.
I might also add that the scale presented on these plans is also incorrect. There are different scales according to the measuring stick and the written scale on the plan.
I would suggest that is for the planning officer to sort out with the agent.
Absolutely, but it has made it more difficult than necessary to look at these plans and consider the application.
Quite true, Chair.
Because there was, there was an application for a house on that land, was there not? Or did it not get to it?
There was an application.
Previous owner,
yeah.
Previous agent.
As the plans stand and as they've been put forward, I would object to them. I think they've got to clarify, is it just a hard standing? If it is, then
I think it is.
That's something. Well, it needs clarifying, so I would object to it as it stands.
So, what do we want to do, councillors? Someone needs to either propose objection or propose an
objection. I'm proposing an objection.
Or propose support, or
should we write back to them and ask for more detail on this and clarification?
We can ask the clerk
because
to ask for clarification.
Councillor Seagerberry is saying that she would support it if it's a hard standing in what they are telling us it is, but you would object under the information that we've been
the way
provided.
They put it,
yeah, absolutely.
And provided, I would object to
which
it.
Which I think is a fair point. So I think we need to write back to the planning officer.
Okay, which one in who is?
Take your pick. Anyway, move on. And get them to clarify.
The dimensions are different on here.
Yeah.
So we will ask the clerk to write to us for clarification of this and say that we cannot make a decision at this time because the information supplied
is incorrect,
and potentially misleading.
Yeah, and we will ask that an extension is put on the planning application.
We'll have to go out and go to Horace Stanley as long as we know exactly the size of the
room.
And that's what it is.
Right.
The other item
of planning which we are aware of is approval of details for reserve by condition 5. Councillor Stone, you'd know better than I would. Is this the type of matter we normally are asked for an opinion on? Is it just for our information?
Which one was it, sir?
This is the details reserved by condition 5 of planning permission for a landscaping at New Park Stables, the manège.
You're right, first time, manège. So condition 5, landscaping.
Of planning permission, which for the planning permission that was granted a few months ago, conditionally, it is a condition. The detail of landscaping under condition 5. Of
so they've submitted a landscaping plan,
yes,
which they had to under condition 5 of what they were given.
It's probably been discharged, just applying for a discharge of the condition.
Yes. As long as
it's one of the things that they notify you about, but there's not a decision to.
It was a waiting.
It's just a
feedback. Just for future reference, we were going to make landscaping fine, but there are other conditions subject to planning approval for us that we ought to be just keeping an eye on as well in the future in this area. One of those, for example, was that of Barron's Hill, which was a release of the condition for the holiday use of their units as into permanent dwellings. So we got informed about that.
Right, in which case we move on to correspondence. Various items of correspondence we received. One of them was possibly significant. We had a Southampton District Council circulated a memorandum of understanding replanning, which they suggest that we might like to enter between this council and theirs. Might I suggest, in the absence of the clerk and the chairman, that we defer that till the next month? We had correspondence from a Peter Scott of the South Hams Climate Action Network asking for the council to endorse the CEE bill, which was due for its second reading this month, but we had no response from any councillors about that. I presume that from that, that no councillors wish the council to support that at this time.
This gentleman lives in South Brent and frequently phones me up and gives me a full Scottish going over as to how we should be going about climate change, etc. He's a member of Extinction Rebellion. He's a member of everything going.
While I would support climate change and anything that goes for it, and I think fellow councillors would do the same. I don't feel that us at parish council level should be involved in political agendas, and the CCE bill, I believe, is of that. Might I suggest that we decide not to comment on that?
I suggest, yes. We will therefore note its receipt.
Correct.
Yes. Sometimes have. As you probably might have noticed, we did agree that we would support the CEE bill, largely due to the fact that we were just completely worn down by Yeah, by Mr. Scott. Well, I mean, I was by Mr. Scott, I can assure you.
He did his job then.
We also had correspondence from Southampton District Council advising us of a public consultation on their gambling policy. So that consultation is open until the 24th of October, and any councillor, as far as I'm aware, is welcome to complete that. Consultation online. And we had correspondence regarding the mess in the play park, which, as mentioned earlier, has been attended to and the play park cleared up. Right. Finance. Might I suggest, councillors, that we defer finance until the next meeting?
Agreed.
And then we move on to highways. So, we've already had representations from a member of the public about the traffic on the new bridge. We probably don't need to discuss that further because Devon County Councillor Thomas will reply to us next month.
Yeah.
The sighting of the temporary traffic cone in Avonwick has been brought to our attention. This is now the second meeting at which the traffic cone in Avonwick has been brought to our attention.
A different
cone in the same place has been brought to our attention.
On the agenda, Chairman, didn't
it say
that the person was put it there at the other meeting?
Anyone
want to know what the parish council felt about
the cone being in the room? That was not on the agenda, no, but there was correspondence in the meantime suggesting that that we might have representation from the member of the public.
Chairman, shall I propose that we take the stance that of which we've been advised by the Devon County Councillor that traffic cones placed by members of the public should not be placed on the highway, and we kindly ask said parishioner to remove the traffic cone?
Yes, I would suggest that.
And if she or they have issues with traffic or something going on in the village in that area, that they come in, report it to us, and we can go through the normal protocols to deal with it.
So shall we ask the clerk to write to the owner of the cone to ask for it to be removed?
Yes.
Lovely. We shall do that.
So is it in order to give them the parking space or to stop?
The purpose of the cone is at present unclear.
Yes.
It's a traffic hazard.
Rather than
so we will ask the clerk to ask the owner of the cone to remove it from the highway in line with policy. Marvellous. Excellent. Defibrillator in Avonwick. It's been brought to my attention that the defibrillator in Avonwick has been used several times, or has been retrieved from its box several times in the last month. Yes. It had more use in the last month than it has in the past few years.
Right, they were right.
It has not been deployed, has not actually been used, and as far as I'm aware, it has been taken from the box as a precaution on the request of the ambulance service when 999 has been called on three separate occasions. However, there has been a report that the cabinet has been difficult to open. And in the case of one deployment, Richard from the shop had to come out and help the person trying to retrieve the defibrillator open the cabinet because they could not open it. Now, these defibrillators are checked every month by me, and I've never had any difficulty whatsoever in opening that cabinet. So I have checked it several times in the last week, and on one occasion found a slight difficulty in opening the cabinet, and I am at a loss to understand why on one occasion it wouldn't properly open.
I mean, Chairman, you can understand that the people who are trying to get in them are going to be stressed and concerned and under times and want to get in there. When you say there's a slight issue, what is it? The code you're putting in?
No, there's no code. It's simply a press button. You push the button, the defibrillator drops down. On one solitary occasion, I pushed the button. The button remained in, but the latch did not release.
Right.
Now, I think it was due to a loose bolt on the internal mechanism, which I have tightened.
Okay.
But could I ask each of the councillors to, at some stage between now and the next meeting, to have a go at the cabinet themselves so they are familiar with the cabinet and its mechanism, and just to give some feedback as to whether they think the cabinet is fine, working, or not working. Because if that cabinet is defective and needs to be replaced, it would come with a cost of about £600.
Fair enough. There's no code, we haven't got to bring up the ambulance service or anything like that. We just go there, bang, down.
Yeah.
The
and once the defibrillator has dropped down, to close the box, you push the defibrillator back up, and if necessary, pull the red button forward to lock it.
Okay.
Does it tell us to do that or whatever?
It doesn't tell you to put it up and pull the button up. Yeah, right. It tells you how to release it. Yes. It's not how to put it back.
You do it in reverse.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But if it has actually been deployed,
it's been removed but not actually used.
Yeah. So. But if it has been deployed, have you got to change the pads?
No, it hasn't been used. It's just been taken out.
Should
it?
Should it?
No, the pads are still sealed.
Okay.
Yeah,
But it is checked every month along with the defibrillator in North Hewish to make sure that it's inserted.
You've got two now.
We have, yes.
And the door on the defibrillator cabinet at North Hewish opens and shuts, all right, they can get into that one?
Yes, it seems to be fine. It's right on the way. Again, feel free to go and inspect it themselves if you wish to do so. Notice boards. Councillor Bell, you raised this one with me.
I did, yeah. I just feel that we ought to get Richard to go out there and just price up to have all our notice boards made weathertight, re-varnished, and just tidied up, whether it needs a new felt board or not. They haven't been maintained for quite some time. I do believe they do leak.
Made stale time.
Yeah, the board in North Hewish appears to have quite a lot of water ingress into it. I don't know if it even has a waterproof back to it.
Well, that might be handy that comes off. I know Richard in the property neighbouring which walls that belongs to would help in doing something towards that and removing the ivy if there's anything there.
And the cabinet in A from the Wick has lost its catch, the doors are askew and it needs revarnishing.
Well, if Richard would like to itemise everything on two separately on each of them, that would be great.
I'll ask the clerk to ask Richard to give us a price for that. Right, next meeting. The usual date for the next meeting would be the 2nd of November 2021. Is that acceptable?
I imagine, because you think you're going to have several people, you want it in here.
I can have to be the main body, I'm afraid, again, Mary. Sorry about that.
It's just the lighting's better in there.
We can bring some
mood lighting.
We can bring some floodlight if you'd like.
As long as you can see, you're right to write.
I can see perfectly. Right, in which case I declare this meeting closed.
Thank you very much.